everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat. Today the topic is on being vulnerable, being open to change. Change is inevitable. In our whole life, we change. Some of it is out of our control. You know, we think about it, we're a baby, and we change from just drinking milk to drinking solid food. We change from being born, getting to a point of, say, crawling or moving around on the floor, then to walking, to running, to growing. Change is inevitable. It's in our DNA. But we can resist change. And our God, spiritually, God wants us to be open to change, be open to, in many ways, being vulnerable to Him, being open to the goodness that He is. You know, you want to protect yourself when there's hard things or bad things, but God wants us to be open, because sometimes those difficult things in our life, those harsher things, is what helps us actually to be stronger, to be actually even softer in heart. It helps us change, to combat when, or to help when you change does come, to have a smoother run with it, if you know what I mean. God wants us to have vulnerable hearts, hearts open and loving, hearts that are wanting to listen to God, to hear Him speak. In 2 Corinthians 6, verses 11 to 13, it states this: "We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children, open wide your hearts also." So Paul's saying to them, we've got our hearts wide open to you. We're being vulnerable. The only response we need is you to be vulnerable back, to be open, to listen, to hear. What does God have to say to you? If God wants to say something to you, we have to actually be vulnerable enough to hear it, to listen to it, to act upon it, to change if we need to change areas in our life. You know, it's pride that stops us. It's like, oh, I can do it myself. There's nothing wrong with me. Or you don't want to face fear too. You don't want to face the problems that you might have to face, the situations, the emotions that you are, the attitude that you have. God wants the best for us. So He wants us to be open of heart. He states in 2 Corinthians 12 that my grace is sufficient for you and my power is made perfect in your weakness. Whoever wants to be weak? Who wants to even state their weaknesses? No, we all want to be strong and, you know, I'm capable. But God's trying to say, where you are weak, because we all have weak areas, that's where my perfect power is, because then I can give you the strength you need. My grace, my spirit coming upon you will be sufficient for you to live a great life. And sufficient, God isn't just, you know, oh, it's just, you know, a full up. No, sufficient is above, over, exuding. God's grace. He says, you know, Paul states, I wish to boast, I'll not be a fool, for I'm speaking the truth. But I wish to boast about the grace of God. He said, three times I asked the Lord, would you take this from me, whatever this was, this thorn in his side? And the Lord said, no, because my grace is sufficient for you. For power is made perfect in weakness. Do we not want to be perfect? It seems funny. We want to be perfect, but to be perfect, we need to, in many ways, be weak. Because perfection only comes from God, and God can give us our perfection, our holiness, you know, attain for us who he created us to be. And Paul states, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. He goes to the even extreme, because that's Paul. Therefore, I'm content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, calamities, for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. Whoa. You know, I'm lucky enough to say, Lord, when I'm weak, you are strong. But Paul's going, I'll have the calamity and the insult and the persecution if it's going to make me the best that I can be in God. He's so dynamic. He's so out there. He wants everything in life. That's St. Paul. But he encourages us, do we want the same? You know, Jesus says, don't conform to the world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Offer your bodies. Make them vulnerable. Vulnerable to me, to your God. And I will fill you up. When the disciples are praying in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, they were basically saying, here we are, Lord, fill us with your spirit. We are open. Our hearts are open. We are becoming vulnerable so that you can give us the strength we need. It will bring you peace. It will make life smoother and easier. Well, maybe not easy, but easier. Because that's what God does. Change will come. It is inevitable. Change can be daunting, but it can also be filled with opportunity. You know, it can make us sometimes feel nervous but excited. Sometimes we're unsure and we're worried, and sometimes we're confident. Change can do that. But in Christ, he makes it all easier. He wants us to change for the better. He wants us to have soft hearts. He lovingly corrects and shapes us to make us, the best me, the best you that you can be. And if you struggle, because we all do, I struggle, memorize the scriptures. Memorize something like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can get through this change. I can get through this time where I feel unsure and, you know, I can't see the future very well, and I don't know, you know, anything. I feel lonely. I feel lost. But I can do all things through Christ. He strengthens me. Just keep saying the scripture over and over. Pick a scripture that works for you. Pray about it. Journal. Write. Lord, I'm finding it hard right now. Would you come? Take your thoughts captive. Take your thoughts. Your thoughts and emotions can get you all, you know, stressed and worried. Take them captive. Lord God, I give you my emotions. They are out of control right now. Would you come and send your Holy Spirit to soothe me, to calm me, to give me the strength I need? Capture those thoughts. I was listening to a doctor who was talking about trauma. And they were saying that sometimes trauma in your life, in your past, can come up with a trigger that you don't even aware that it's going to occur. And it was someone had been in a car accident, and whenever they hear this particular noise, because before the car accident there was this song or noise on the radio, and whenever they hear that noise, their heart rate goes up, and they start feeling agitated because it's triggering what happened when they were in the car accident. But they're not even in a car. And the doctor said, you've got to be aware that your mind or your memory is bringing it back, but it's not quite real. So you talk to yourself, no, I'm not in a car, I'm in a room, I'm safe, and breathe deeply, and your heart rate will go back to normal. It's a trigger that the memory is bringing. But if you're aware of it, you can control your mind. That's what God talks about. to the best way you can, and then you pray about it and ask God to lessen the triggers. And you'll find that the more you are aware of it, the more then you go, the trigger, you can stop the trigger quicker, because you realize it's just a memory. God can heal our memories. You know, He can heal where we are right now, but He can heal the past. He won't let you forget what happens, because that's part of your story, but He'll heal the hurt and what the memory, I guess, brings out of you in your emotions and feelings. He can heal all of that. There are things I think about now that were hurtful that occurred to me when I was younger, and I don't forget them, but you know, they don't hurt anymore. God has healed them. And it's all because I was open to being vulnerable to God working in my life. Study the Word, study scriptures, write scriptures down that you might not need right now, but one day when you're in a situation, the Holy Spirit brings up the scripture and you go, yep, that's what I need to know. That's what I need to remember. They all help. We all struggle at different times with change. But can I ask you, from me learning, give it over to God. Open your heart, and change will become easier because you make yourself more vulnerable to our God working in your life. I hope this helps you. I pray this helps you. So there's some ways that you can help overcome the struggles that you have to change or being vulnerable. And allow God to work with you, for you, because He loves you. Go tell others it's okay to being vulnerable. God will strengthen you. His grace is sufficient for you.